I'm in the Avalon Mall, under the Urban Planet sign, looking at lucky green t-shirts on headless mannequins. St. Patrick's Day is close, and Newfoundlanders are getting excited. Celis Bruss is also coming. Many have heard of her, but not many know who the woman was. Did you know St. Patrick had a wife named Sheila?
I'm Gene Herzberg.
I didn't know St. Patrick had a wife.
What do you know about Celis Bruss?
It's a snowfall that comes around St. Patrick's Day.
So how did you find out about it?
We moved to Newfoundland 40 years ago, and I guess somebody told us when we moved here.
My name's Michael Normore. My understanding of Celis Bruss is that usually it's the first storm after St. Patty's Day, and it's the last storm before spring break.
How did you find out about this?
That's something I've heard all my life growing up in Newfoundland, you know.
My name's James Ferguson. Celis Bruss is occurring soon, and it's the last big storm of the year.
How did you hear about it?
Through co-workers when I came here 5 years ago.
Where did you come from?
Hamilton, Ontario.
I'm looking at the falling snow outside the window. The branches have yet to be covered with Celis ice. What I'm wondering now is, what's the professional opinion? What's the actual lore itself behind this phenomenon? To answer these questions, I'm going to speak to
Dale Jarvis. I'm a folklorist and I work with the Heritage Foundation.
I went and I spoke to a few Newfoundlanders and they know a bit about the storms. They know that there's snow or ice storms. And I actually spoke to my mother about this and she said that CeeLo got mad at St. Patrick.
Yeah, I think this is part of the folklore around Sheila and Patrick, is that Patrick is kind of associated with the party holiday, I think, in popular folklore. And that Sheila is kind of his long-suffering wife who has to then deal with all the repercussions of what happens when everyone goes out drinking on St. Patrick's Day.
The day after is when people clean up, so she's actually mad because St. Patrick's Day is when all the parties happen.
I think so, yeah. I think that has become the association. You know, St. Patrick's Day used to be a very religious holiday, but certainly today it's much more of a non-religious holiday, and people celebrate that with drinking. And I think there is this idea, this long-standing idea that, yeah, Sheila's Day is the day where someone has to clean up the mess.
On the night that Patty Murphy died is a night I'll never forget. Some of the boys got loaded drunk and they ain't been sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, every man was feeling gay. Oh, Larry came the bagpipes of music for.
Who is Sheila? Sheila is the one who cleans up the messes after St. Patrick's Day. She's the unappeased wife who keeps order. She is the storm at the end of winter. She is purely Newfoundland folklore. Have happy St. Patrick's Day, but don't forget who cleans up after you. For Kicker News, this is Melissa Wong.